What gave you the initial idea to join the Art Council Wales?
So, Art Council Wales have been doing this Cenefin project for about 6 years now, and it's been very, very successful, partnering with schools. And the whole point is to bring educators and creative practitioners together so that they can create a project that is not just, I guess, academic, but more from creative perspective. So I feel I'm a very creative person, and I've always wanted to be a teacher, and I love young people. So I was like, this sounds perfect for me. This is right up my street. So I applied for it, and thankfully I got a position. And then what happens, they pair you up with a school, and you don't know if it's going to be a primary or a high school. But yeah, they gave me Cantonian High.
Obviously, every student thinks it. Who's your favourite person in the class of 8C?
I'm not going to answer that. Miss Farrell.
Fair enough.
But you're all great. You're all doing amazing. I've loved meeting you all, and you all have your own, you know, your unique things that you've been bringing to the project. And, yeah, you've been fantastic and very engaging, I have to say.
Yeah. Obviously, if Art Council Wales are listening, please bring the project back to school, because I think if this year's year sevens, when they go to your age, I think if they do it, they'll really enjoy it. So please bring it back to Cantonian for the year eights.
Can I ask what really you've enjoyed about it?
I've enjoyed, the part I most enjoyed is the first lesson when we came up with the idea of the podcast, because I thought we'd just come up with ideas, and now we're in the studio. Doing this for our podcast. So, yeah, it literally went from the back of the classroom to a studio.
Wow.
So it's really, really cool.
Thank you, Tom.
It's been fun working with, all the others and, working together, even if, some of them aren't in, Josh today.
Yeah.
But it's just been fun overall, with, the idea, the main thing, was just so fun.
What's the one thing that has stuck out for you, what you've learned so far?
Definitely with that guy who came into the classroom. I can't remember his name.
Abu Bakr.
But, yeah.
Did you remember? He'd love to hear.
The surnames. I find that really interesting.
Wow.
It used to be, jobs and, skin tone colour.
That's amazing. Do you know Abu Bakr's going to absolutely love to hear that?
So, if you had the chance to do it again, but with a different school, would you do it?
Oh, absolutely, in a heartbeat. I've really enjoyed it. I mean, this is pupil led, so it's not supposed to be about my idea or the teachers. It's supposed to be your idea. On the first session, what we did, we brainstormed, didn't we? We just chucked loads of things on the board about what this could look like. And we found that everybody had so much creativity that it was hard to pick one thing. You couldn't just do a mural and I know other people have done that and it's worked for them. So for me, it wasn't a big deal doing 3-4 different things in one place and then bringing it all together. So I know this project and the website's going to be absolutely amazing.
Mm. I think the people that are here now and with Ben, Hallie, Sham and Abby, and with all the teachers, and Georgia and Esther, that are recording the song in the studio. Mm-hmm. I'd say if they had the chance to do it again, I think they'd definitely, 100 times over, every single time.
Oh, brilliant.
Because it's just been so fun.
Oh, that's great. So, and I love the fact you've got the name, www.cenefintowales.co.uk.
Finally.
You want to buy that off us? It'll cost you a lot of money.
two mil minimum. Minimum. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Josh, if you're listening, hope you get better soon. So shout out to you, and shout out Cantonian, best school ever.